From the staff of Ranger Radio News, I'm Richard Mathamayod. This campus offers child care for busy parents who attend classes here. Yesenia Arroyo spent a day with the toddlers and teachers this semester.
A monkey and he's laughing at me.
A dozen two-year-olds gather around Linda Cantum as she reads Rumble in the Jungle. She is a child development specialist at the Early Childhood Center. The center offers child care for students at this college with children ages 1 through 4. Biology sophomore Deborah Williams praises the center for helping her return to school after being a stay-at-home mom. She says it helps her stay focused on school. The center staff includes teachers with 4 and 2-year degrees. It is accredited by the National Association for the Education of Young Children, or the NAUYC. Glada Gonzalez is the center's Early Childhood Studies Director. She says San Antonio had 848 licensed child care centers last year. Of those, 34 are accredited by the NAUYC. Gonzalez said the center has lower than average teacher-student ratios. For example, it has 2 teachers for every 12 children in the 2-year-old class, compared with the state average of 1 teacher for every 11 2-year-olds. Elvira Bravo, another child development specialist at the center, says children get more hands-on attention there, and the center focused on the child as a whole in all their developmental domains. Bravo says the center's indoor-outdoor zones allow children to seamlessly transition between both worlds.
All of our zones that we have indoors, we also have outdoors. So we have a dramatic play zone inside the classroom. You'll see that out here in the playground. We have the large gross motor zone, and that you'll see them pushing on the trikes and the diesel trucks and the lawnmowers, going in and out of the red metal truck. And then you have the music, just like you do inside. So all of our zones that we have inside are now recreated outside.
The center receives most of its funds from a program called Child Care Access Means Parents in School, or C-Campus. The majority of parents are low income, which means they can qualify for the scholarship. Bravo says the scholarship pays for most of the fee. Parents pay $25 to $35 a week.
Hold pencils and be able to recall, connect a lot of preschool or pre-K kind of thing, educational thing. They're part of the Texas Rising Star program, so they get all that good information out, numbers, just literature. I mean, just it's emergent literature, and then they also have technology in the classroom.
Along with technology, the children also get breakfast, lunch, and snack. The center can modify the menu for children with food allergies. Gonzalez says the C Campus grant allows eligible parents to have 70% of their tuition or child care fees reduced. The grant requires parents to have at least 4 volunteer hours a semester. Those hours can be spent reading to the children, playing, and even helping out during field trips. Williams volunteers at the center. She says it is teaching her daughter valuable skills.
Well, it's helped her a lot at home, too. It's helped her more because she's being more independent. And yes, she's more independent. She uses more words. And she's just developing very fast. But she was always attached to me because, like I said, I was always at home mom. So, yeah. And now she can play by herself in her room, and she's more independent.
For more information about the child care program, call the center at 210-486-0530. This is Yesenia Arroyo reporting for Ranger Radio News at San Antonio College.